بسم الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود غده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
A major benefit brought by Imam Khomeini was familiarizing people with concept of resistance. This is the part of the speech delivered on June 4th, 2022 by Imam Khomeini, the leader of the Islamic Revolution. On the 33rd demise anniversary of Imam Khomeini, greetings be upon him. Imam brought the people to the arena, showed them the way, kept them in the arena and steered them away from despair and hopelessness. In the beginning of the movement, in the year 1341, in his speech after his classes, he pointed to the desert, saying that if we ask the people, they would fill this desert. This happened in the year 1341, during a time when many people did not know Imam yet, and had not heard about him. Such was his trust and belief in the people. He would appreciate the value of people's efforts and would lead the movement in the real sense of the word. He would keep hearts warm with his warm breath and would not let us become disappointed and have doubts. The people did not have a shortage of Imam's viewpoints. This is related to the era of rejection, the era of fighting the Taghuti regime. As for the era of establishment of the Islamic Republic, Imam's movement in the era of establishment, the Islamic Republic, is very important. Imam's effort and plan was to completely separate the new plan from the country's corrupt past. This was what he was trying to do. How did he want to make this future distinct?
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
His idea was to make the plan for managing the country completely distinct from Western culture, civilization, and tradition. Imam insisted that the Islamic Republic's plan must not be placed under what was referred to as republic and democracy in the West. That is why I stated in previous years in the same meeting that republic belongs to Islam and is not indebted to the West. It originates from Islam. The fact that Imam placed so much emphasis on the people's votes resulted from his deep understanding of Islam. That was why Imam was determined to separate the Islamic Republic from the two common schools of thought in the world of those days. Liberal democracy, which is based on capital, and communism, which is based on dictatorship. That was why one of the main slogans of Imam was neither Eastern nor Western. This was a rejection of both communism and liberalism, of capitalism and unrestrained and uncontrolled freedom in the West and of dictatorship common in Eastern systems. Imam did not agree with either of these, neither Eastern nor Western.